WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, just a smidge after 10 a.m. here on Saturday, March 4th. And it feels like, it feels like winter again. I obsess about this. It's just one thing I can't help doing. It's really cold today, and it just wasn't a week ago. I'll never stop talking about this. You can write letters and call me, whatever you want, but it's just not right. It's weird. We do have our studio guests sitting right across from me, smiling and almost waving. We'll get to those guys called Jackals in just a second. But let me tell you what I played in that last set. It was a brand new noise from Connor Oberst. The new record came out just the tail end of 2016 called Ruminations. That's Till St. Difna Kicks Us Out. That was pretty damn awesome. Connor Oberst is really stepping up these days. Next was a band called These Wild Plains. And it's a single called Hey to Clear the Air. I thought that was killer. Loved it. And then the most awesome Drive-By Truckers, Jason Isbell's old band, from the Southern Rock Opera CD, came out in 2002. 2002 doesn't sound like that long ago, but it was. It was way over 10 years ago. Carry the one, do the math. I just don't feel like that sounds like a long time ago. But that was a great Birmingham here at WMFO. All right, I'd like to introduce you to these guys, and you guys can talk right into these mics here. They'll pick you up really good. I have Jackals, and Jackals, they are an indie folk band fronted by, on my left, Katie Solomon. Hello. Hello. Oh, wait, I didn't do... Hello.
Hello.
That's much better. Nice to have you here. And
nice to be here.
Thank you. And by Jack Lewis.
Hi there.
All right, and Katie is the lead vocals, and you are on guitar, and you've got a nice little acoustic guitar there. Yeah. And you've been doing this since about 2013?
Yeah. We met at Wesleyan University and have been playing together since we met.
Now, were you in the same class there and everything? And
yeah, I transferred there, and yeah, he was there before me.
Okay.
We had both decided to spend the summer at Wesleyan, and there were not a lot of people on campus, and we had some mutual friends, so we had started hanging out that summer and didn't have much to do, and we...
Now, you were in a class together, right?
Well, we were in the same grade, but we weren't in a class until...
So tell me about...
A little bit later.
You mentioned that there was a... At Wesleyan, that there was a haphazard pairing, quote-unquote, of... You guys, you two. How did that happen? I thought in my head that it was, you know, in some kind of a clash. How did that happen?
Well, I knew some of his mutual friends, and then honestly, this part is a little like fuzzy.
Good, my favorite kind of thing. Fuzz on.
No, it's not. It's not like so raunchy, but it's like, This was like it was like a weird summer, and like nobody was on campus, and. So we met, like, I have this memory of this meeting, like, on the Foss Hill, which is, like, this big hill on campus, but I don't actually know if that's actually, I don't know if that's really where we met. but we, like, pretty quickly started just, like, playing covers together. Our first one was Just Can't Wait to Be King.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you spent the summer there when, like, nobody was there.
Yeah exactly.
It's really interesting. Sorry to cut you off.
No, no problem.
It's really interesting that you say that you can't remember the events of how that happened, because I have stuff like that, too, with some really good friends of mine.
Yeah.
And we've known each other forever. It's like, so how did we meet? Yeah. And we can't quite remember the exact circumstances, so I get what you mean.
Yeah.
It was definitely, like, suddenly we were hanging out, like, constantly. I mean, there was no one else around, so it was like we had to become like very close pretty quickly.
Okay, so you happened to be musicians. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, well, we actually weren't really yet. Like,
all right.
I think we were both kind of like insecure about it. I don't want to speak for you, but I definitely like wasn't yet comfortable like singing in public. And
whose idea was it?
I have no idea.
Who sung the first note?
Probably when
you.
I was drunk.
See, this is what I want to get to. Let's go down that road. Okay, so a drunken summer.
It was definitely too much
to sing together.
That summer, yeah.
All right, so you started to say what kind of covers you did. What kind of things did you do?
What else did we do?
We did, that's when we started doing Only Exception,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah, Paramore.
We did the Paramore cover.
Okay. Yeah.
We actually still do that one.
Yeah,
and this was all just acoustic?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. we had been playing with just acoustic guitar up until really we started recording this new record was when we made the switch over to electric guitar.
Which I can't wait to play, but I'm going to make you all wait out there. This is really great. These guys have a new record. It should be out in this summer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so we're hoping for May 20th. We have a release show at the Burn, so... When I say we're hoping for it, I mean we really got it. May 20th.
The wonderful back room of the Barn.
Yeah.
Love that space.
Yeah, we love that place.
Yep. So the new record is going to be called Keep Mother Sane.
Yeah.
And we're actually going to play the title track from that in a little while, which is great. So stick around, everybody. So let's talk a little bit about your roots. Like, you grew up separately. Where did you grow up?
I grew up just like in Boston.
Okay.
Like right outside in Brookline.
And Jack, what about you?
I grew up in New York, in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Okay, so you just came here to go to school, and here you are. You're still here.
Yeah, well, so Wesleyan is in Connecticut, so that's where we met. And then after we graduated, there was definitely a little bit of time where we weren't really sure what we were doing or, you know, sort of where, like, us playing music together was going to fit. And eventually, I was able to find a job out here and move out here so that we could keep playing music.
Oh, cool. So you said that you weren't really musicians back then. How long have you been singing, Katie?
Well, I did a lot of, I did some like musical theater when I was younger. And then I definitely went through like a very long phase of like, you know, being really uncomfortable.
Yeah, like, who am I? What am I supposed to be doing with my life? Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I think... this was definitely like my career. I was like very intimidated by like the music scene at Wesleyan and never really got into it. So I took a really long break, and then I think like just when we started playing with Jack, it was like, shit, I really, really love doing this. Am I allowed to swear on here?
No, but that's okay.
Sorry.
It's all right. What are those sirens I hear? So Jack, when did you first pick up a guitar? Was it before you went to school?
Yeah. I played jazz vibraphone in all of middle school.
I didn't expect
and
that.
High school. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
and even into college, I was playing vibraphone in like the jazz band in school. I love vibraphone as an instrument, and the reason I played jazz was because vibraphone is almost exclusively a jazz instrument, but that was never really the music I totally wanted to play. I love jazz, but it just like didn't really connect with me. So I started teaching myself guitar in like high school, just because that was the kind of music that I like really, really loved. And I never, again, I was like very insecure about my guitar playing. Like I felt really like I wasn't very good at it. But I just always felt out of place playing jazz. So once I met Katie and was able to actually start like really being able to call myself a guitarist and working on that, that was a very easy switch for me to make.
Also, like, you know, picking up the vibraphone and putting it under your arm and walking around campus is probably a little bit of a wouldn't be a good sight.
The least portable instrument.
Yeah, I think so. So let's talk a little bit about what influenced you. Finally, maybe Katie, you're coming out of your shell and you've got your guitar at school. And so Death Cab for Cutie. So that's one of your main influences. When did you step? Must have changed you because it ain't jazz.
Well, again, like I never really listened to that much jazz on my own time, even when I was playing jazz. I always wanted to listen to, you know, sort of the more rock-based songs. I always knew of Death Cab for a long time, but I never got really into them until probably, I don't know, about a year after I started playing with Katie. And then there was just one summer where like I like rediscovered their whole discography, and that was all I listened to. And I think it helped a lot with my songwriting, and just I like his songwriting style and the way they construct songs, and so I started really paying attention to that.
Well, I do notice, and you guys out there listening will hear these guys' music. It's I do hear that in your influence. And Katie, you were talking about an influence by The National. You know, a band that hasn't been around, I don't think, as long as Death Cab, but what got you about The National? I mean, the vocals on there are very unique.
Yeah.
You know? And it's an intense band.
I think I, like, connect a lot with Matt Berninger, the main guy, because I play piano, but I'm, like, not really comfortable, like, writing on it, or and yeah, Matt like doesn't play an instrument, and I think like there's something, I don't know, the way like he thinks about music for some reason like really resonates with me, like the way he like constructs melodies, and like I've like looked into a lot of like their songwriting process, and it's kind of similar to ours, where they're sort of like, they'll send him stuff and he'll reconstruct it and you know, come up with a melody, and I don't know, and I think they have like really powerful music.
Yeah.
But I didn't really get into them until pretty late.
I have to tell you, from what I've heard of your vocal stylings, you are an intense vocalist. I mean, you know, when you first start listening to you guys, you think, oh, you know, it might be a kind of a folky thing, but it definitely grows, and then it's just in your face. I mean, you really do bring it to a peak, right? I mean, you're looking at me knowing, I mean, you do.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of trouble figuring out, like, should we not call ourselves folky?
No, I mean, indie folk is pretty much what you are, but,
yeah.
I mean, it really does resolve into something that's, like, you know, in your face.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Thanks.
I have to say.
I appreciate that.
But I'm not going to play your stuff yet. Let's play a two-song set from those two influences of yours. It was Death Cab for Cutie, and Jack, you picked We Look Like Giants, and then the national for you, Katie, was Conversation 16. Why don't we play those two, and then we'll come back, and maybe you'll play something live after that?
Yeah.
All right, here's some influence from Jackals here at WMFO.
need some trouble. Do not know what all the troubles are for. Give them ice for their fevers. You're the only thing I ever want anymore. Live on coffee and flowers. Try not to wonder what the weather will be. I figured out what we're missing. Tell you miserable things after you are asleep. Now we'll leave the silver cities, all the silver girls gave us black dreams. Leave the silver cities, all the silver girls. Everything means everything. It's a Hollywood summer. You never believe the shitty thoughts I think. Meet our friends out for dinner. When I said what I said, I didn't mean anything. We belong in a movie. Try to hold it together till our friends are gone. We should swim in a fountain. Do not want to disappoint anyone. Now we'll leave the silver cities, all the silver girls gave us black dreams. Leave the silver cities, all the silver girls. Everything means everything. I was afraid I'd eat your.
Ethereal sounds there of The National with Conversation 16. And before that, a Def Cab for Cutie. We Look Like Giants. Those are two of you guys' influences. And I sort of teased, so we can't get out of it now, that you guys are going to play something for us here. And I know that the record that's coming out is going to be your second, but you did one a little while ago, I would guess, sometime between 2013 and whatever, because I'm smart that way. And what was that other album called?
That was called Quiet Please.
Quiet Please, and you had a little spelling thing in there that was kind of neat,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it was
P-L-E-A-S.
Yeah.
Is that it?
It's
like,
yeah.
Please.
It was a lyric in her song, and then, so we didn't even realize it was really like sort of a pun or a play on words until we started saying it out loud, and then people were like,
"We should have realized."
Did you think maybe you just spelled it wrong?
No, I guess
I think,
so.
I think a lot of people did think we spelled it wrong, or that we were like trying to do something cute. And that would be.
And how many tracks were on that one?
There were 10 on that one.
Wow.
It was a. I did a lot. I took a lot of recording classes at Wesleyan, and so for my senior project, the studio manager who I was learning under let us record the album, and I mixed it and did everything. So it's, you know, it's it was a work in progress and was sort of a learning experience. Yeah. But we had these songs that we really wanted to capture, so it was cool.
And do both of you contribute to the writing process?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, Jack writes most of the music, and I'm not even looking at my mic.
The other mic. Okay.
Jack writes most of the music, and then I do like lyric and melody. Okay. But we like work on everything together, and you know.
And what kind of distribution did you do for that first CD? Was it just online release, Bandcamp, that kind of thing?
Yeah, we put it out on iTunes and Spotify, and it's still on Spotify and iTunes, and it's on our Bandcamp, so it's there. At least until this new album comes out, because it's our only other really, like, recorded, it's our only,
recorded stuff.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, it's definitely very cool that you want to play one from that record live. This one's called Like a Doll, and just tell us a little bit about that song before you play it.
This is, like, one of the first songs we ever wrote, but, it's also, like, it's the only one pretty much from that old album that we still play, and...
We are, this one's a little bit, you know, it's a little bit more like our old stuff, but we like it, and we are re-recording it for the new album with electric guitar instead of acoustic guitar, so it's going to sound a little bit different on the new album.
Okay.
But...
Yeah, this new stuff like that it. I've heard is not, like I said. So, Jack, you'll just need to bring that microphone down near the guitar there, and Katie, make sure you do look at the microphone and sing right in there.
Yep.
So, live from Studio A here at WMFO, this is Jackals from their first record. This is Like a Doll, live in Studio A.
When I fall, I am your little doll. Put my arm into your grip and place it on my hip and use me as you wish. I'll spin on your spindles, round and round and round. You own my bones, control my skin, and again we begin, we begin. My life is a board, a story of sorts that you and I am a piece that follows a path to a pre-creative fate. I'll spin on your spindles, round and round and round. You own my bones, control my skin, and again. Thank you. round and round. You own my bones, control my skin. And again we begin, we begin, we begin.
It's WMFO. Thank you guys. That was terrific. Thanks. That was a live in Studio A. That was Like a Doll. And you had said that was one of the first ones that you ever did, ever wrote?
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely.
And what was it talking about? Because I heard a lot about bones and skin and stuff.
Yeah, I feel like it sounds more like it's, you know, kind of like love in someone. But it's, to me, it was kind of about like feeling like I'm on like this treadmill of life. And yeah, just kind of feeling like I
sort of plodding your way through life. Yeah.
Yeah. Like I have no like real control over anything and sort of, yeah, that like being, you know, some, in some way I'm like
gotcha.
A puppet.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Controlled by strings. So, If You Want a Companion, was that also on this record?
No.
Wasn't.
That was new. On the
That's just a, this is just a demo.
Yes. It's just a demo.
I knew that. I should have asked you that. So, this, I know, I always have artists come in here and they call it a demo, so I'm thinking it's going to be some really stark whatever, but this is a lovely sounding tune, and this will be on this new record.
Yeah.
Yep. And we had talked before about whether or not you think this might change a bit. It's probably going to stay about the same. I love it the way it is.
Cool.
So tell us a bit about this one, You Want a Companion.
Yeah, If You Want a Companion.
Talk a little closer to the mic if you could.
Okay. Yeah, If You Want a Companion. It's about... and it was about like this year. I wrote it in the last year and just.
Okay. It's one of our newest songs.
Yeah, it's one of our newer ones. Just kind of about having a rough year and then not really being able to be there for the person who you're supposed to be there for.
And this one even sounds a lot different than what you just played.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. I mean, you guys have definitely evolved.
Yeah.
All right. This is a demo version by Jackals. This is You Want a Companion, WMFO.
Care until it was already there.
Yeah, see, that's just a beautiful sound there. It's WMFO, everybody. That was Jackals, and that was a track called You Want a Companion from their first record called Quiet Please, no E. It really is, I mean, the whole band there really brought it together. Let's give them some props. Let's talk about your band a little bit. It looks like, besides you guys, you've got three other players, another guitar player, bass, and drums.
Yeah.
Let's give them some props.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the other guitar player, Breeden Jones, we just met this past year. He is a Boston musician. He has his own band, Small City Mayor, who is also awesome, that he's the front man of. But we met him, and we kind of clicked together, so we started playing with him. And then our bass player and drummer, who are Zach Waldirk and Taryn Citino, were actually my freshman year roommates in college, and we stayed friends, and Katie also became very, very close with them. And so we started playing when we wanted to play with the full band. They were the first people that we went to.
Really nice job. So college roommates, so how great is it to be in a roommate situation where you've got musicians?
Yeah, it's good.
So probably not really great for the people that live next
to them. Well, who cares? But it must have been a really popular room there.
Yeah, right? It was cool. We were... I mean, our freshman year, we were in a one-room triple. It was very small. It was a classic freshman year.
Yeah.
But it was a great time.
They really round out the sound very well. I mean, you've got to be very happy with the sound.
Yeah, we're really excited about this new album, it feels
It was really, really good. All right, so we found out a little about where you came together, school in Connecticut, and here you are in Boston. And we heard a little bit from an old album that you did. And we played a couple of influences. I want to do a couple more just to sort of give people a little bit more of what you listened to and what made you say, oh, yeah, geez, these artists are absolutely, I can do that, and this is just what I want to be like. And the next ones we have are from Ben Howard, I believe that's you, Jack, and Father John Misty. That would be you, Katie. Jack, start with you. Ben Howard, I'm not really familiar with him. What about the track Everything made you choose this one?
So Ben Howard is a little bit closer to where Katie and I started. It's a little bit more like Doll and a little bit less like sort of the If You Want a Companion and the song you heard, but I thought it'd be good to see sort of what I was listening to like right before I met Katie. And when I met Katie, he's a singer-songwriter. He's acoustic guitar. At least his first album is all acoustic guitar. Sometimes the songs have like drums and bass and stuff, and sometimes it's just him. I don't know. You know, at the time that Katie and I started playing and started writing our songs, he was my biggest, he was my favorite artist and my biggest influence.
All right, that's important.
Yeah. I was connecting a lot to what he wrote. But also, I love the way that he is able to make these really full, interesting songs with just an acoustic guitar. And he has, I don't know, it's just very powerful, soulful. I don't know, something about him I just really connected with. And when I was playing a lot of acoustic guitar and trying to learn and songwrite, I emulated a lot of stuff from him.
It's you just brought up a theme that's comes up often with folks that are singer-songwriter guitarists. Their influences are very much the same in that they're very impressed with somebody who can just take an acoustic guitar and their voice and maybe just very sparse lyrics and just do so much with it and evoke such passion out of it. So yeah, that's a common theme. I didn't listen to that before. I can't wait to do that. But first, Katie, tell us a bit about Father John Misty. I feel like I should know about Father John Misty, but I don't think I do. What about I Went to the Store One Day is special to you?
Well, Zach, who is our bassist, is also my boyfriend. I met him through Jack, and he introduced me to Father John Misty. And I don't know, I just think, that song I just picked because I think it's really beautiful. But in general, I just feel like he's kind of obnoxious sometimes, but he's definitely I feel like he's constantly analyzing himself and really honest in his lyrics. And I don't know, I definitely feel like I connect with him, and sometimes even with the obnoxious aspects of
That's a brave thing to pronounce here on the radio.
I don't know, his new album I'm not loving so far, but this is an album I really like.
Classic for you. Okay, so let's play some Ben Howard and some Father John Misty. Influences for you guys, Jackals, here at WMFO. Thank you.
birds still sing outside these windows where we sat together. Like nothing ever happened here. Oh, the White House on the hill, black clouds of weather. And the church spire over the river, she still sits there warm in the evening glow. But you don't care about these scenes I treasure, about these west winds. I know. Seems everything around here stays like stone. Seems it's about time, darling, about time we let this all go. Cause everything will start again anew. Cause everything just goes that way, my friend. And every king knows it to be true, that every kingdom must one day come to an end.
Cigarettes, firewood, and bad wine long since gone. But I'm still drunk and hot, wide awake, breathing hard. And now in just 1 year's time, I've become jealous, rail thin, prone to paranoia when I'm stoned. This isn't true love, someone ought to put me in a home. Say, do you wanna get married? Put an end to our endless, progressive tendency to scorn. Provincial concepts like your dowry and your daddy's farm. For love to find us of all people, I never thought it'd be so simple. Let's buy a plantation house and let the yard grow wild till we don't need the signs that say keep out. I've got some money left and it's cheaper in the south. I need someone I can trust to protect me from my 7 daughters when my body says enough. Don't let me die in a hospital. I'll save the big one for the last time we make love. Insert here a sentiment, our golden years. All 'cause I went to the store. Seen you around. What's your name?
It's WMFO. Wow, really beautiful stuff there from your influences. We heard a couple of really cool things. Ben Howard, we were talking during the song a little bit. Jack and me were talking about a lot, you know, how he sounds a little bit like Jack Johnson, maybe. And I guess he's from the UK and Scotland, did you say?
I think Scotland, yeah.
Yeah, really cool. And I like the accents of the drums and the percussion, I should say. Not really drums, but that was really nice. And Father John Misty, Katie, I haven't really heard of, but that was another beautiful one. That was really nice.
Yeah.
And you said that was one of the safest ones of his that you could pick to play?
He definitely talks about, he can be a little, like, dirty. I don't know.
What's blue.
It's a better word for that.
A little blue.
Yeah. Raunchy was good.
Yeah. Raunchy, yeah.
He was, Father John Misty was the drummer in Fleet Foxes. And then he
I get the sound. Okay.
Moving on to do his own solo stuff.
Yeah, his real name is Josh Tillman.
Okay. Yeah, is the Father John, because he can be a bit of a blue speaking, maybe it's a bit of a play on personality?
I definitely think it is.
Yeah.
I think it sort of, ties into like this whole, it's not really a character, but I think it in some ways is, but
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. I recommend.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to play that again and listen to some more of that stuff. Okay, so let's. Will you treat us to another song here?
Yeah.
Okay, another song that we have here, I think it's something that's going to be on this record.
Yeah, it's going to be on the next one, yep.
Okay, and will it hold true to the acoustic performance, or are you going to have the band add stuff and everything?
Yeah, we're going to have a full band. So we don't have a mix of that one yet, so we don't know what it sounds like yet.
All right.
We'll see.
Well, this one's called A Billboard of the Horizon. Mm.
Yeah.
The title doesn't evoke anything. What is that about, do you think?
About, you know, seeing an advertisement for this thing.
Okay.
And it not being real necessarily.
A little intrigue. Live in Studio A, everybody. It's the Jackals once again. We'll be on their forthcoming record. This is called A Billboard of the Horizon.
Where's the escape? Oh, when walking on a manufactured path last night, watched everybody looking down at their device, made me wish I wasn't a robot too. So I lingered on the reticence that my hands itch, let the pit start sucking out my stomach as the wind blew by me like I was just another foreign frame. On age, it's only grown with my rage. Since the dawn, I boomeranged off a billboard of the horizon. Is it time that dulls our genius, or is it just the path of most convenience? Are we programmed as a fetus? I don't wanna be blind, I don't wanna be naked.
Wow, that was terrific. I can't wait to hear that with a full band. I mean, it has such a jazz kind of a cadence to it. You know, I can hear the syncopated drums and like cymbals coming in and stuff. If you need me to come and consult while you record, just give me a call.
No,
but I mean, you can feel it because your guitar playing, Jack, is really brings the feel of that out.
Thank you.
So are those you're very welcome. Are those your lyrics?
Yeah.
See what I mean about being intense? I mean, it's a really, really nice sound. I can't wait to hear this when it's all figured out and recorded. And you want to have this out because you have to by May 20th.
May 20th.
Okay. Because you have some upcoming gigs coming up. And what are you going to play? If we went to see you, like, let me just run through a couple of them. March 12th at the Midway. March 24th, there's an Irish Film Festival after party that you're playing. Then in April, Fort Hill Brewery. And May 20th is, what I said, the album release show with the Alec Hudson Trio at the Burren.
Yeah,
I love the Burren too. So when we see you before this is are you playing a lot of what's going to be on this now while you're out?
Yeah, that's mostly what we've been playing.
And is it full band?
We have it's a long story, but... our drummer has an injury at the moment, so we aren't playing with full band, but we were practicing last night with everybody but the drummer.
It's tough if the drummer's hurt.
It kind depends on the place. Some places it's just the two of us. Like the brewery is not, you know,
right,
when we play
a small
breweries,
space.
We're like sort of in the background while people are eating, so that's usually just the two of us. But the Midway show is going to be everyone except our drummer as he recovers.
Okay.
So we can kind of
rotator cuff, is it?
I mean, it's his foot.
Oh, okay. Oh, I was way off.
all the limbs that you need to be a drummer.
Exactly. You need so much stuff going on. So everybody, you can find out more about these guys and see that list of where they're playing. Website is jackalsmusic.com. Let me spell that because it's important. JAKALS music.com. And you can see all the upcoming shows there and what's going on. So I want to end today. I can't believe it's 3 minutes before. From the title track from this new record we keep talking about, Keep Mother Sane. This is outstanding.
Thank you.
It really is. And what can you tell us a little bit about it before I spin this? I can't wait to play this.
I spent so long trying to figure out how to articulate this one. But yeah, it's just about, I guess like the majority of these songs are kind of about, both about sort of feeling like somewhat trapped in like this world and not, you know, believing in a lot of the ways that I'm living and a lot of people are living, but then also like with that, you know, having a lot of anxieties relating to things happening in my life and just trying to not totally like lose my mind.
Nothing to do with mothers anywhere.
It also is it is about, some of it is about my mom, some of it is about like an archetype of a mother, and like a caregiver, and how that can be kind of you know, difficult when you're also in your own, dealing with your own stuff.
Sure. And this is the final mix that we'll find on this record?
We're probably going to remaster it.
We'll get remastered.
But it's the
final mix.
It is. All right. This is great, everybody. From the upcoming CD, it's title track, Jackals. This is Keep Mother Sane at WMFO.
Ever how I want them to go. Do you even know that I am on the line? Hey, I feel it too. I'm still breathing with that ghost inside my gut. Does it not sadden you?